When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, we'll talk a little bit of football on this Christmas Eve. And Jeff, hit it. All right, Jeff, what you got for us?
All right, so we have a list from CBS Sports saying the top or the biggest surprises from this NFL season. Leading off, number one, Sam Darnold, quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. It says he's been cast off by multiple franchises. Darnold has found new life and surprisingly resilient and authoritative arm of Kevin O'Connell's attack, feeding the Minnesota Vikings elite wideouts without fear.
You know what? Here's the thing. I agree. Mike hates Sam Darnold. Calls him a ginger. Says he has no soul. Sam Darnold, in my opinion, has put the Minnesota Vikings in a very difficult position. Like it or not, they're breathing down the neck of the Detroit Lions. They're going to face them at the end of the season in a showdown match, which I'm really hoping is going to be Sunday Night Football. Winner take all. Winner gets one seed. Loser gets the five seed. That's drama. That's intrigue. That's Sam Darnold. Justin Jefferson, Addison, all of these different people love him. They drafted J.J. McCarthy. I don't think J.J.'s ever going to see the field. If I'm Minnesota, I would do exactly what the Lions did with Jared Goff. Lions drafted Hendon Hooker, and they gave Goff an extension. Let's see what we have. Maybe he's good. Maybe he's a flash in the pan. I would offer Darnold like a two-year deal, and he's going to get paid. Like two-year, 85, or two-year, $90 million deal. If he's good, he's your guy. If he's not, you hand the reins over to McCarthy. But, man, he walked right into this. Right now, they're one of the best teams in the NFL, whether you like them or not. Yeah, I think he was a gigantic surprise for not just the Vikings, but for the NFL.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I mean, if you told me before the year started that Minnesota Vikings would be 13-2 with Sam Darnold at quarterback, I would have laughed in your face.
Right?
Say, like, you know, maybe 7-7 at best at this point in the season. No way am I thinking 13-2. That's insane. But anyways, we'll move on. The next one is Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. The website states that the Philadelphia Eagles paid big bucks for their ex-rival, but he's nearly unstoppable as a home run hitter behind their front offensive line, career-high rushing totals, and when he's in the game, he's the most dynamic ball carrier on the field.
Yeah, this is when they did this, it was, okay, are you taking him out of spite because he's a giant? Or because the thing is with running backs, man, when they fall off fast. And do you want to invest in a running back because, I mean, they're a little bit of a dime a dozen position. But last year, there were two backs, really three, because Jacobs as well. Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. All three are paying off dividends, but Saquon may hit the 2,000-yard club. I think he's on pace to doing that in this final game or games. Yeah, it was a great pull by Philly. Now, the only problem with Saquon, it's now happened twice in both games they've lost. He's dropped critical passes. easy passes. Remember early in the year when he dropped the short touchdown? But yeah, other than that, I mean, he's got the backwards hurdle. Yes, Saquon is him. Personally, I still think he should be in the MVP conversation, but they always give it to quarterbacks. But he, to me, is the real MVP because he's turned that Philly team that was struggling from last year into a legit team.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think it was a surprise because I knew that Saquon Barkley was one of the best NFL running backs. And then you pair that with the running threat of Jalen Hurts and that offensive line.
But see, the thing is, he always got injured.
Yeah.
But you find out later, maybe it was just the Giants' offensive line that couldn't keep him healthy.
But yeah, but he's like exceeded. I would say the only surprise is like the backwards hurdle, the three like 80-yard runs against the Rams. Like,
okay, the backwards hurdle is going to be one of those things that people are going to remember their entire life. It's like for me, when I watched live when Barry Sanders spun around Harlan Barnett, who was on the New England Patriots. It was at the Silver Dome. I don't know if you guys ever saw that, but it's just because Barnett teased and was like, well, technically I'm in the NFL Hall of Fame because that run, they have video of that run at the NFL Hall of Fame. He spun him around like a top.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certain things are like, I can't believe what I just saw. The backwards hurdle is something that I was reacting like his teammates, like, oh my God, did that just happen? So, yes.
And we'll go on to the next one. Wide receiver Ladd McConkey for the Los Angeles Chargers. They say he's been hit or miss on offense, but their second-round rookie has been ultra-reliable for Justin Herbert, and he's well on pace to set franchise records for a rookie pass catcher.
He is. It's a perfect fit, especially, look, Harbaugh is using him. I mean, he's using him the way that he was used in Georgia. And a lot of times coaches overthink things. Like, to me, Aiden Hutchinson got better when the Lions realized, let's quit trying to make him do something here. Let's play him the way he played at Michigan. And let's move him. Let's do different things instead of pigeonholing him. And Ladd McConkey is becoming that guy where all he does, Justin Herbert is probably going to give him a Christmas bonus because he is going to keep Justin's career going because he's that consistent receiver. He's that Cooper Kupp. He's that guy. He's their version of Amon-Ra where, you know what, 3rd and 8, he'll pick up 10 and you'll move the chains.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely think it's a surprise for me just because I thought the style of play he had, like, yeah, that'll dominate in college. But at the same time, I'm surprised that he's almost like eclipsed 1,000 yards this year, I'm pretty sure. I think he's got around like 900.
He is. I mean, he's going to be a guy that when it comes time for his next contract, he's going to get that next contract. They're not going to let him go. Some receivers are a dime a dozen. He is not a dime a dozen.
All right, we'll move on. The next one, a local name, safety Brian Branch for the Detroit Lions, a defensive rookie of the year candidate in 2023. Branch has gone from a promising to imposing defensive back to making his presence felt as both as a ball hawk and a very hard hitter.
Yes, I agree with all of that because, to me, Brian Branch, the only thing I don't like about Brian Branch is the stupid mouth guard in his helmet. Other than that, when he got drafted, I was like, this guy's going to be a killer. It was a steal for the Lions to get him in the second round. Like, are you kidding me? And he went out there, and he's not only produced. Brian Branch can play safety. He can play the slot corner. He can come on a safety blitz. He could do so much. And in this NFL, when you have a person that versatile, you're worth your weight in gold. Because right now, you're seeing how valuable Brian Branch is. With all the injuries on the defense, Brian Branch can kind of be that Band-Aid and kind of, okay, well, we can move you here. Okay, the secondary. All right, you're going to cover this slot corner. Like, you watch games, and there's Brian Branch locked up with a tight end, locked up with a big-time receiver, and holding his own. Like, and don't get me started on the hits. Like, he will lay you out. Do not lead your receiver across the middle because Brian Branch will just crush them. Great pick. If you would have swapped him and Jack Campbell, because in history it's going to go down. People are like, really? Jack Campbell? I know Doug Karsh is a big Jack Campbell fan. He's okay. Brian Branch should have been that first round selection. Campbell should have been the second one. Branch, he's going to be a Detroit Lions for life. Branch is going to be up there, in my opinion. I may be dating myself, but he's almost like that Ed Reed type, where when Reed played with the Ravens, Branch is the guy. The easiest way to put it like this: every offensive coordinator draws up a play, and every quarterback, when they're pointing around, has to say, okay, where's Brian Branch? And let's make the play built around where he's not, because he's that type of guy.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Last year they had him at nickel, so that he couldn't be on the field all the time. He was still an excellent tackler in the box and then also a coverage guy down the field. Then they moved him to strong safety this year, and I was like, man, he was such a good nickel. That's such a big loss. Somehow he's even better at strong safety. Now they're moving him around a little bit more because of the injuries, but I'm surprised that he's played two different positions, and he's excelled incredibly at both of them.
Yeah, he has. He has. So. All right, that's your NFL kind of a Christmas blitz because it's the Christmas gifts for the league, 97-1.